Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Scott Mills!
Nice to see you! To see you!
Nice!
Welcome along! What else do they say?
Gamble.
Gamble!
Gamble!
Should he gamble or not?
He should gamble!
Okay, I'm bored now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yes, it's only Blue Friday. Do you think that was overstretched, that one?
I have to be honest with you, I wasn't really paying that much attention because there was lots of people in the live lounge, so I didn't really hear it. But I would imagine, no, not overstretched at all. I'm sure it sounded fantastic.
Excellent, Scott. Nothing fancy, just a solid, classic IOBF. Thanks for that. I think you lacked heart this week, Scott, but a good effort. 7 out of 10. That's from another Scott in Reading. Jen and Lee just so tired and so ready for the weekend that she had actual tears flowing when I got to the Friday bit.
A joy or relief?
Relief,
or
I think, yeah. Hope you're right today.
Guess who's back?
Becky!
Hello!
Hiya!
M&M.
No, not that exciting.
Same.
All right.
We are very worried about you.
I heard.
We have been so concerned for your welfare.
Pretty much everything we've said on the air since you've been away has been about your well-being.
It's been a struggle to broadcast, actually, hasn't it? Because we couldn't get you, your illness and
couldn't
your sickness
out
of our head.
Oh, you guys.
No. Feeling better?
Yes, thank you.
Good to have you back.
Are you sure, though? Because if you need to go again, then you just go and we'll be sympathetic.
Yeah, right. No, I'm fine and I will stay for the duration.
It's good to have someone back, like, who's a female as well. It's got a bit blokey in here, to be honest. I've not really enjoyed it.
What, with you two?
Yeah, I can...
My mum said all you were talking about was fake tans.
What?
It hasn't been.
It hasn't been that blokeish, you know.
No, it hasn't. Hey, guess what? Lots going on outside today. You see, there's a roadblock outside because the all-new Sugar Babes are coming in. Heidi, Amel, and the new one, Jade, have just arrived... I didn't forget her name then. Don't roll your eyes at me. I knew it was Jade.
Oh, you're just giving her a big build-up.
Hi, Jade. They're here, and we'll speak to them soon.
Podcast.
And now, podcast. The Sugar Babes.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Now, I'm going to get them all to introduce themselves and see if you can spot any difference.
Hello, I'm Heidi.
Hello. I'm Jade.
Hi, I'm Amel.
I know you two. Who are you? Hi, Jade.
Hi.
So this is quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a bit strange. Like, we came out, I was just expecting to come to the radio station and there was photographers and stuff everywhere.
It's so like a roadblock outside.
Yeah, just adapting.
Yeah. So you're on the new Sugar Babe. I know you just come straight back from LA, just got off the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. First class, was it?
No, business. Do you know what, though? I'm always economy, so I was like, yes, this is fun. I could get
you
used to
this. You can't be going economy. You're a sugar babe now.
Oh, listen, I know. Now I'm a sugar babe. It's glamorous, yeah. But life isn't always that glamorous.
No. I know this is boring for everyone else, but what food did you have? Because I'm slightly addicted to airline food.
I like airline food.
I don't. It makes me a bit ill.
What did you have?
I had pasta. I think it was pasta and meatballs and just some breakfast stuff like fruit and cereal. I think.
Did you wear a badge saying wake me for food?
No, I didn't. But I seem to have this sixth sense. I seem to wake up any time there is food around. I just smell it in my sleep.
Oh. Anyway, welcome to Sugar Babes.
Thank you.
What happens, right, every 9 months or so, just to bring it up to speed, you come into this studio, right, with the two others. We give you loads of sweets full of E numbers, and then you tell us everything.
We've brought you sweets.
Yeah,
we've brought you American sweets.
Oh. Oh. These are amazing. Becky, you can't have any, obviously, with your bad stomach. Oh, I like them. Those Kisses ones.
They're your favourite.
Yeah.
Do you want me to open them for
just
you?
Just keep eating the marshmallows and we'll have a chat. Now, Jay, this must be a bit weird for you, really, in lots of ways, because the first thing we heard of you was kind of Eurovision.
Yeah.
And
this bag's quite tough.
I'll do it.
Right, can we all stop scrunching the bags now? I'm trying to have a chat with Jay.
Sorry. Oh, back to you.
Right. Then you signed a deal for your own record.
Yeah.
And your solo single's out this week.
Yeah.
Right. That's not the best timing, is it?
I don't know.
Or maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe it is.
So is that going to continue, your solo stuff? What happens with that?
No, I mean...
You shelved it?
No, the solo stuff, you know, the single's still out, so if people like it and they want to buy it, please by all means do. But, you know, I'm focused on the group and Sugar Babes is now my, you know, my main project and passion, so...
So what will happen to the album?
I never finished that album, to be honest. I was in the middle of recording it, so
okay.
I guess maybe you'll hear some songs in the future. I don't know.
Okay. And when did you get the call going, hi, we'd like you to be in the Sugar Babes?
Well, it was a bit crazy because I was looking for management anyway, and the management team I was looking after the girls, the Sugar Babes.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of last week, I got a call to say that there might be something, there might be an opportunity, and basically just to be prepared. But then I didn't really know, you know, to what extent. I just thought, maybe, you know, something new exciting is going to... I'm going to meet some new producer or something.
Mm. All right, so they didn't say exactly what it was?
No, I didn't. I didn't know. And then, basically, one of the managers turned up at 5 o'clock in the morning and screamed through my letterbox and was like...
Don't need that, do you?
Yeah, Jane, if you want to come, you've got to come now. You know, you've got to get on the plane to LA. We can't tell you all the details just yet, but...
How exciting.
It's exciting, oh, yeah.
You'd love that one.
You'd love that. Get your passport, darling, you're going to Los Angeles. You like that? I love it.
No, it was wicked. But I didn't actually get to meet them until Sunday, so it was like sitting around for a couple of days, like wondering what was going on and what to tell my mum, because mum was like, where have you gone? You're not even in the country anymore. And it was all
top secret.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was exciting.
Do you know each other beforehand then?
No.
We met Jay for the first time on Sunday.
What?
And then shot a video on the Tuesday.
I know, it was very quick.
This is weird.
Yeah. But it's gone really well, you know. We're really excited. The video went really, really good. It was boiling, but it was good. We all nearly collapsed at one point.
Really? A little bit hot.
It looks, a bit hot for a second.
Now, what we're going to do now is go back to the start. This is what we're going to do, okay? Imagine for a second, okay, that I am Jeremy Kyle. All right? So, you ready? Everyone needs to clap. Please welcome Heidi, Jade and Amel to the show, everybody. Right.
Shut up right now and point the camera at me.
That's actual Jeremy. Right. Right, girls. Hi, welcome to the Jeremy Kyle Show.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy.
Let's start from the beginning. I can't do the voice. Right. So the press were saying, okay, that... Amel, you and Keisha weren't kind of getting on and she was being horrible to you. What's all that about?
Don't want to go too into it because I can't be arsed with, you know...
Well, you've got into the Jeremy Kyle role very well already.
Well, no. But basically, you know, me and, you know, I just... We got to the point, you know, it was for a long time. It wasn't just as if, like, right, I've had enough and that's it. It was a long time. It was happening for a long time, basically. And we just got to the point where we couldn't try any more and we couldn't do any more. And we know we put everything into it and just got to the point where we sort of had enough, really. And
what do you mean you couldn't do any more?
To help the situation out. That's probably the best way of saying it. But, so we called it a day and Heidi supported me. Stuff, you're right. Anyway, and then but you know, that's in the past now, and we you know, with Jade's here, great singer, and we're just really excited again, you know.
Yeah,
you've got a great album as well.
And we wish Keisha all the best.
It must have been quite a hard thing, especially for you, Heidi.
Yeah, it's been hard for everyone. It's been a hard few months, and past week's been like the week from hell, really.
Yeah.
But
apart from the moment we met Jade, obviously.
Yes.
No, thanks, Jade.
yeah, it was a tough time. But you know, as Amal said, we're looking forward to the future, and we've got a lot of things to prove as a new lineup together, and just excited to get on with it.
Because Amal, wasn't there a thing about you went missing or something? I was worried about that.
I got kidnapped. I don't know what the hell.
What happened there?
They're very nice to me. No, I'm joking. No, I just basically just got to the point where I was just, you know, you just have those moments. You hit a wall.
Did you?
Slapped right in the wall, and I just needed some time alone, basically.
Did you do that thing that I do sometimes where you just don't answer the door and draw the curtains for a few days?
It was more just I switched my phone and I didn't want to speak to anyone, if I'm completely honest.
Right. Yeah. We've all done it.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Switch your phone off. So you weren't kidnapped?
No.
See, we all thought you'd left or something.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everyone kept texting me.
Because on the Friday, you were off and Jade was in. And then by Monday, you were here and Keisha was gone.
Yeah,
I knew all that
because we were in LA and I was getting loads of phone calls and, like, you know, saying, oh, my God, what's happening? And obviously couldn't say anything. So, yeah, but it's all good now.
Okay. One more question about this and we will move on from it. Why did Keisha have to go?
It wasn't a case we didn't push Keisha out the
group. No, not at all.
It got to a point in LA where we basically sat down with our managers and said, we can't do this anymore. We can't work like this and be part of this anymore, because life's too short and you've got to enjoy yourself. And
yeah, you've got to be happy.
It's like any relationship, you try and make it work. And I've got so much respect for the journey that we have with Keisha, and it's, you know, it's hard, but you've got to make a life decision where you're going to move on. And you know, I know there was reports in the papers saying that I tried to plan to get Keisha out of the group. That's completely not true. And the one thing I do want people to know is that I know I made the right choice morally as a person, and I can live with myself with a clear conscience that I done the right thing, and so did Amal.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and we're not going to, you know, start saying things and stuff.
No, we're not, you know, there's no need
look
for
forward to
that.
The future.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a new page.
Jade's still here, but hi.
Hi. Radio
1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. The lovely Sugar Babes are here. Hiya.
Hello.
It's now with new, improved Heidi, Amal and Jade.
Hello.
There's so much love for you on the text.
That's nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. Really nice. Now, you're getting along very well, obviously.
Yes.
Only been since Sunday, though. Now, I think we should try and get to know Jade a little bit more. So, don't be scared, Jade, it's fine.
I am a little bit.
No, don't, it's fine. I mean, because obviously you've only just met, and now you're in a band together, so you're going to be spending a lot of time together.
Yes.
So, Amal and Heidi, let's find out some more. For instance, I mean, we know about Heidi and Amal already. I know that Heidi likes Chicken Tonight, singing, and Dave. I know that Amal likes singing, laughs like a drain, and knows some really dirty jokes. But what about Jade? See? No, we're going to get the other two to do it. What's Jade's favourite drink?
Oh, God.
Coca-Cola.
It's not allowed. Mouthing the answers.
I was trying to think of what she'd ordered to drink last time.
What's Jade's favourite food? Jade, you're doing it again, not cheating.
Pancakes. That's all I've seen her eat.
Pancakes.
I do like pancakes
and
a lot.
Syrup.
Is it your favourite, though?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay.
When it's not Easter. Oh, pancake. Oh,
pancake day,
right? Yeah.
We got you.
And what's Jade's favourite TV show?
I honestly don't know, because that's a why. I don't even know my own my best TV show.
Yours is Top Gear.
Yeah, it's one of them, yes.
Or me.
All right, the nice one, eyes.
Do you like Top Gear, Amal?
She loves it.
I bet you're watching Dave all the time, aren't you? Because that's all that's on Dave.
Yeah.
Not your Dave, Heidi. I mean, Dave.
That's why I paused for a minute.
I never thought I would actually say this, but I've got into it now, and I enjoy watching back to back episodes.
Have you been watching X Factor?
We haven't been here. We've been.
here, there, and everywhere else.
All over the place. Yeah. But I haven't seen any of it. Have you?
Not really.
No.
Can we find out Jay's favourite TV show?
Oh, sorry.
Kind of forgotten.
What is your favourite TV show?
It's Heroes. I love Heroes.
Nice. What are you up to now? What series?
I'm on.
So we get to know each other.
No, it's fine. Go right ahead. I like it.
I've finished all of them, and I've just heard that it started again in America now, the fourth season.
Ah, nice.
So if you go back next week, you can watch it.
Exactly.
So you've just come back from LA, Jade, where you've been doing. You did the video for the new track, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Shot it in the desert.
Yep.
And it was originally supposed to be like a whole Kill Bill style. We were going to be doing stunts, and we beat up these mobsters, but because there wasn't a band last week, the stunt people just shot their own video, so it was going to be based around them. So then when things moved on, we just went and performed in the desert, so we're gutted that we didn't get to do the stunt sequences.
Oh, so
and
that's
they
not
look
you.
Really, really good.
So good. Do they?
Matrix style.
Yeah. It must have been quite hot.
It was boiling. We were in black leather.
Yes.
You couldn't get any more hotter clothes if you tried. It was interesting, but we had a lot of fun.
We were thinking at one point I thought, I'm either going to faint or be sick.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that. You said yes then, when they said you can't get anything hotter than black leather. How many times are you dressed in all black leather?
just presuming.
Oh, are you?
So have you finished, because we've got a copy of the album, obviously, with Keisha on, so you've had to redo the whole thing again, have you?
Yeah, that's been done, and we're going to do some more tracks as well.
Yeah. I should be going back next week as well to put down some of my parts. It'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we play the single then?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be funny. You could have got a better cover. I don't think that's the cover that's going to be with the actual single when it comes out. It just says Sugar Babes on it. Radio 1 Podcasts. How was that for you, Jay?
Oh, good. I'm singing along. I'm like, I know the words to this one.
So, are you prepared for how your life is? It's probably going to change now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not. I'll be honest, I'm not at all prepared. And,
right.
You know, I got a taster of it in LA and was just shocked that people would sit out in the sun in the desert just to try and get a picture. Obviously, that's never happened to me before. And coming back to London today has just been nuts. And we're outside.
So many people outside.
Perhaps, yeah. And I'm the whole time just laughing because I'm like, I can't believe this. I really can't. My life changed overnight, but I'm just so excited.
Were you getting followed around in LA as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like climbing mountains and stuff.
It was nuts.
And Mel was getting scared for them. Yeah. She was like, he's going to fall off. He's gonna
fall off. Oh, bless you, Mel.
The heart, mate.
The heart. What do you think, like when you joined, what was what did it take a while to get used to? What was the weirdest thing?
I was eased into it and Mel wasn't, was she?
I think the thing that you can't get your head around is like people knowing your name and calling your name out and being, you know, followed, or like what Jay just said, like paparazzi and stuff. You think, bloody hell, this is so weird. Mm. But it just feels quite surreal, what I thought when I first joined.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I kind of spent the first few months writing the album with the girls and then we done it together, so it wasn't as dramatic
as weird. Some people say now that there's like no original members left, can you really call yourself Sugar Babes? You know what I mean?
I think everyone's going to have their own opinion, but when I joined Sugar Babes, they'd been dropped by London Records. They'd have one album, and the three of us were signed, me, Mussie and Keisha, 8 years ago to Island Records. I was part of the first number one of the band and been there for the history of the last 8 years. Mm. And Mel was part of the biggest album that we've ever had in the history of Sugar Babes. So, you know, people might say, but I think, you know, we've been a massive part of the history of the band and we should continue with the name.
Definitely.
We've thought about this. There's an outside chance, of course, that the original three could get together and you could have your own tribute band. That would be pretty weird, wouldn't it?
I doubt that would ever happen.
So were you...
Maybe two of them.
Yeah, no. Maybe two of them there, yeah.
So, you know, like, would you still perform Overload when you play live? Or would that be weird?
I don't know whether we'd do Overload, just because it wasn't our song.
Exactly.
But everything from Freak Like Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll be all over.
Okay. Also, something I wanted to ask you since the last song. Nowadays, when people see you walking down the street, do they still say, hey, sexy?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
In a two-piece at the bar?
Yeah, at the beach.
At the beach,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
At the beach. I knew that.
In LA, that's all they kept shouting.
Hey, sexy.
Yeah.
How you doing, sexy?
Hey, two-piece.
Thanks for our sweets. I hope you enjoyed yours.
Right. I thought they were horrible.
I thought it was all right. The milk is like a
I didn't mean to bring you bad sweets, but I have one and I really didn't like it.
Well, thanks for that. Thank you for coming in. I know it's been
a kind of
weird week for you in the weirdest time, but you're getting, like I said, a lot of people wishing you really good luck on the text, which is good.
Thank you.
And thanks for kind of setting everything straight.
Thank you.
More thing I want to say as well. Where's Chappers here?
Giving up.
Has he gone off? Oh. Well, you join me, Becky.
Hello.
We were talking about this before you arrived, right? I am famously no good with confrontation, okay?
Okay.
So if I had to get rid of, let's say, one of you lot, like the one who didn't speak, or Becky, what do you think I would do?
You would go into the live lounge, pull the blinds down, and then fire us over the talkback, like intercom system.
Okay. Only because I can't do it.
And we'd see you, like, shaking on the cameras on the CCTV, and you'd be like, you're all fired,
like
goodbye!
Alan Partridge.
And then you'd, like, run upstairs really quickly.
Goodbye now!
On the phone.
Who had to make that call, just one more thing, to Keisha? Did you have to do that?
We didn't, like, kick Keisha out of the group.
No.
It was a point where me and Amal just said that we couldn't work in the group anymore.
Mm.
And then after that, we were offered to continue with a new member. That wasn't in our thoughts. It was just we got to a point where we said, we can't do this anymore.
Mm.
That's it. And then after that, a few days after that, we were presented with the opportunity to get another member and carry on.
It'd be like if me and Chappers decided that we'd had enough of you and then just went to management and said, can't you get someone else?
Yeah, hello.
And then, you know, you'd just be sort of let go.
Okay, right, okay, I get it now.
We carry on with a new one.
Yeah, okay. Jade, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's
and
been fun.
Thank you, Amel and Heidi. Sugar Babes,
thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.